A proposal by beleaguered Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to hold a peace conference trying to defuse the volatile current situation has fallen on stony ground. During his general audience yesterday, Pope Francis appealed for peace in the Latin American nation, calling on political leaders and institutions to promote reconciliation through mutual forgiveness and sincere dialogue. James Blears reports on the continuing standoff in Venezuela as the death toll from the unrest has risen to 50.
Worryingly, the level of antipathy and hostility is matched by deep and currently unbridgeable mistrust. The main opposition coalitions dismissed President Nicolas Maduro's peace conference proposal as a sham and a farce. Principal opposition leader Henrique Capriles terms the talks as a snippet of political opportunism by President Maduro, and Capriles insists the government is already extinct. The church and business leaders have already agreed to take part. Meanwhile, Lilian Tintori, the wife of recently arrested opposition activist Leopoldo Lopez, has been holding a rally in the capital, Caracas. It's likely any sort of agreement would have to include his unconditional release. President Maduro's announced that the death toll from the unrest has risen to 50. The crisis flared up more than 2 weeks ago. The prevailing situation is best described as polarized. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.